Next item, 258.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the construction of the Northeast Broadway and 94th Pump Station Upgrade, project number E107834, an estimated construction cost of $1.2 million.
Commissioner Fish.
So, Mayor and colleagues, Environmental Services manages the city's stormwater and sewer infrastructure, including 99 pump stations that work together with about 2,500 miles of pipe to send sewage to the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. The Northeast Broadway pump station was built in 1988, and its condition has deteriorated, leading to the need to frequent repairs. This ordinance would authorize Environmental Services to move forward on upgrading the pump station to improve reliability. Here today to give us a very brief presentation is Hoon Nguyen, Senior Engineering Associate with Environmental Services. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon, Commissioners and Mayor. I'm Lee Kujiro. I'm Senior Engineer with Bureau of Environmental Services. And this is Hoon Nguyen, our Senior Engineer Associate.
So I'm going to give a little tiny background about the pump stations, what is our project objective, and show you a little bit of what the facility will look like after the upgrade, walk you through a budget and schedule, and with our recommendations. So as you can see, our pump station is located in Northeast Broadway, and it serves the 14-acre of the residential area. It is sewage pump stations. It is constructed in 1988, and it have not go to any remodel. Typically, we would do every 25 years, we would upgrade the electrical and mechanical. So this 30-year-old pump station is really due to the update, and that's why I'm here today. If you can see in the photo, it's just existing conditions of the equipment that's housed into a fiberglass enclosure. The type of the pump that we use here is very problematic and is causing a lot of problem for operation and maintenance, and we will replace with the submersible pump stations. The difficulty right now that operation and maintenance has is accessibility and the drainage issues. There is very difficult path for the maintenance vehicle and the vector truck to come into the service, the area. So we will upgrade that. Project objective to upgrade to a standard submersible pump stations, replace all of the obsolete equipment, and bring it to the current code, address all of the difficulty drainage issues that we have, provide a clear design, easy to build, easy to construct, and easy to maintain, and manage the overall project budget within schedule. And here is a little view for the new facility will be. You can see there's a the building, generator, odor control.
It's a shame we don't have money to put a roof on that building, but it looks very nice.
Well, yeah, there's not going to be.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So there's not going to be a roof for the generator.
Sure.
Yeah. So this is another view of the pump stations that we have. And this one just to show you what is above grade building and what is the feature underground, how it's look like. Inside a building, this is what we see. All of the control panel and its locations. We designed it in Revit, which is 3D model, and it's been very helpful for all of the designer to look at the location, the equipment, and to identify any conflict. And so it's been very helpful. So for the project schedule, we would like to go to bid to advertise in June, and then opening the bid in July, issue the notice of proceed in October, and starting a construction next year for finished it by October of 2020. And for the project cost, so far we have $200,000 in pre-design. Design is $400,000, advertised about $20,000. Total construction cost would be $1.6 million. And closeout would be $40,000. I'd bring it up almost $2.3 million. And with that, to move the project forward, our recommendation is for Council to authorize the contract to the lowest bidder for us to go to construct the pump station.
Well, thank you for a very succinct and very informative presentation.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the schematics, too. That's actually very helpful. It's very helpful. Is there a public testimony on this item?
She left.
Very good. Please call the roll.
No,
oh, sorry. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item, 259, which is a second reading.